public defenders in California's San Diego County are creating a computer database with background information on local police officers. Defense lawyers will use the information to challenge the credibility of police officers when they testify in court. The database is one of the first of its kind in the country. Neither police department officials nor union representatives in San Diego are happy about the project. From member station KPBS, Amitha Sharma reports.
It was the Rampart Police corruption scandal in Los Angeles last year that prompted the San Diego Public Defender's Office to begin the project. Gary Gibson is a public defender.
You will at least have the beginnings of an attempt to prevent Rampart. Why? If you had somebody looking at patterns of a police officer's misconduct, then perhaps Rampart would have been brought to light a little earlier and less people would have been victimized.
In Rampart, police officers are accused of planting evidence and of falsifying reports. Public defenders in San Diego hope to spot problem cops in local departments by searching public documents like lawsuits and, in some cases, family court records. The pool of information will be entered into a computer database to be used only by public defenders in San Diego. Gibson believes the database is a crucial tool to help defense attorneys and juries judge a cop's testimony.
By providing more information on individual police officers, you're going to ensure that trials are fairer.
But not everyone agrees. Paul Cooper is a San Diego city attorney and advisor to the police department. He calls the database an invasion of privacy.
The level of scrutiny given to officers at some point becomes overwhelming and unfair. To me, it's unseemly for defense attorneys to go scouring through personal records hoping to find some kind of tidbit of information that is somehow going to be used in a criminal trial to impeach their officers' integrity or their credibility.
And police unions worry that the database will become a dumping ground for unproven allegations like those found in divorce files. But public defender Gary Gibson says defense attorneys have little choice but to search through public records such as divorce documents because legal access to police personnel files is severely restricted. He says the public defender's office will only search family court records if it believes there is good reason.
I think it would be naive to say that what somebody does in their private life is their private life. If an officer is violent in his private life, why would we have any hope that that doesn't translate to his public duties?
Still, critics of the program question how much of the information gathered will actually be admissible in court, and there is some concern about how the information may be used in the courtroom. Criminologist James Fife is a professor at Temple University in Philadelphia. He says the database has the potential to be misused.
I would hate to see it used in a murder case, for example, where an individual committed a homicide or was accused of committing a homicide, and the defense attorney was allowed to raise a series of red herrings about the fact that a police officer had been sued.
That's exactly what cops fear will happen. In fact, in the wake of Rampart and other police scandals, some say the database is an example of another layer of unwarranted scrutiny of cops. Steve McSpadden, legal counsel for the National Association of Police Officers, believes the database will only serve to discredit cops.
This is just another burden that officers will have to face if they become officers. You have to be ready to have your name and you run through the mud as a public. How far do we want to go to discredit, undermine, and demoralize our police?
Despite criticism from police, San Diego public defenders started using the database earlier this year to prepare their cases. For NPR News, I'm Amitha Sharma in San Diego.